Congratulations to our 2016 Diversified Crop Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award winner, sponsored by CHS, from the state of South Dakota, representing the McCook Central FFA chapter, Adam Iager. Adam, tell me a little bit about your SAE.
Well, I kind of got pretty diverse there over the past few years, but what I started out with was 7 acres of tillable ground from my grandfather, who then proceeded to pass away a couple years ago, and when opportunity knocked, I stepped right up and am now farming 82 acres where all profits and non-bartered expenses are transacted at my own risk, so that's what I'm doing.
Adam, how exactly did you become interested in raising of crops?
It's something our family's done, ever since I can remember. I think we've been on I'm the fourth generation farmer in our area, and I think that is just something that I've always wanted to do ever since I was just a young grasshopper. I've always been riding in the tractors, and I just love to follow in my family footsteps, just taking over the family farm in the future.
With being diversified crop production, what all crops are you currently raising?
Two of them that work really good in our environment in the rotation are corn, ZMAs, and then soybeans. So those two alternate year after year on the same ground, and it just works out very well for fertilizer and organic matter.
What is something that you have learned throughout your SAE that you're going to take with you for the rest of your life?
Oh, where do I begin? One of the major things that I've just really, kind of grown onto is either the technology side of things on how equipment is anything from auto-steered to, data management. A lot of that stuff's incorporated. And last but not least, I'd like to say I've learned a lot about how to market my my product that I sell. It does you no good if you don't sell it very well. So I would like to think I've become effective marketing with my product.
Throughout life, Adam, there's always ups and downs. Thinking about one of the times that was maybe a little difficult, what was that situation and how did you overcome that?
Oh, one of the worst things I've had to do over the past 3 to 4 years has just been battling downtrend in the markets. One of the final things I ended up doing, I thought, well, where can I cut my expenses? And one of the main things that I ended up doing was running a population test seed plot. I determined that planting 31,500 seeds per acre was optimal in my environment. And so I was able to save myself on seed costs because I was in previous years planting 34,000 seeds per acre. So cutting my costs there has been really how I've been able to just make my business thrive.
When Monday morning comes around, what's going to happen with you? Heading back to school? If so, where are you going and what are you majoring in?
I am currently attending South Dakota State University for ag business and minoring in precision ag and ag marketing. I think in about 15 minutes I'll be in the Acadia heading back home with my mom and my dad. It's going to be about a 12.5-hour car ride. We'll be there about sunrise tomorrow. I'm a big Jackrabbit fan, and tomorrow this is our homecoming. Hopefully I can make it home for the parade tomorrow and do a little tailgating with my friends.
Well, Adam, we won't keep you much longer, but once you graduate, are you going right back to the farm?
Well, that's still up in the air. One thing I might try and do is maybe find an internship on a bigger, more diverse operation. But yeah, in 5 years, I'd like to be right there beside my father's side. So should be pretty good.
Throughout your entire SAE, there's probably a few people that have helped you and assisted you to get where you are today. You want to give any thank yous or shout outs?
Oh, yeah, this list goes on and on. Probably one of the main ones would be my advisor who got me into it. But, to go along with that, I would really like to thank my parents, Steve and Kathy Iker. They have done a lot of practice with me behind the scenes and, kind of got me in the right state. And, they're the reason I was able to get this proficiency area going and the reason I got started. So I'd like, between my advisor and my parents, family, it just been incredible.
Once again, huge congratulations to Adam Iacker of the McCook Central FFA chapter in South Dakota for being named the 2016 Diversified Crop Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Award winner, being sponsored by CHS. Reporting for FFA Today, I'm Thomas Shaw.